Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday!
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. It is, especially when you're coming in from what amounted to 10 days vacation, that first week back is not easy.
Aww.
It's not. But we made it. We made it to the best day of the week.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
What day is it?
Oh,
it's Friday.
God, you know, it is Friday. I'm so excited. We get requests. Not just on Friday. We get requests on Tuesday for the Friday song. People who would like to cut to the chase, if you know what I mean. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, the mystery is over. Everybody was wondering, well, who's going to make the stage? Who's going to make the first day stage, the second day stage? And now I guess the latest is, and where are they going to be standing? Yeah, a lot of people asking that question. Who's going to be standing next to whom? I mean, no, seriously. The Dems have nothing else to talk about. They can't talk collusion anymore. That's done. They can't talk, or at least they really don't look like they can talk about anything related to the president. They can whine a little bit, a little whiny, but nothing of any substance. Okay, so now it comes down to who's standing next to whom on the debate stage later this month in Detroit. This was Wolf Blitzer unveiling the who stands next to whom.
Here's how the candidates will be positioned on the debate stage each night based on their rankings in the polls. We're going to show you the podium order. The candidates with the highest polling numbers will be positioned in the center of the stage. Here are the candidates who'll be debating on Tuesday, July 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern. On the left side of your screen, Marianne Williamson, Tim Ryan, Amy Klobuchar. In the center part of your screen, Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke. On the right side of your screen, John Hickenlooper, John Delaney, and Steve Bullock. Those are the podium positions for the night of Tuesday, July 30th. Here are the candidates we'll be debating on Wednesday, July 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern. This will be the podium order. Once again, let's go to the left side of your screen. Michael Bennett, Kirsten Gillibrand, Julian Castro. In the center part of your screen, Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang. And on the right part of your screen, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, and Bill de Blasio. Once again, these are the podium positions for the debate on Wednesday, July 31st.
What did he say?
No, that's the debate order. There you have it. So now the sleepless nights are over, and I say that with tongue firmly in cheek. And that was Wolf Blitzer, by the way, just so you know. Now, why does that actually matter? Why did CNN go to all that trouble to take an hour of prime time and roll out these candidates like this? Let's go to cut two. This is David Chalian. He's political director for CNN and was on with Anderson Cooper and David Axelrod. Why that CNN draw actually matters to the Democrat presidential wannabes. Here it is.
Let's just look at what happened in the first debate in Miami. Kamala Harris totally transformed the position that she was holding in this race in that one debate performance.
Because she was with
Joe Biden. She took on Vice President Biden. And recall, getting to sort of why we're doing it this way as well, Anderson, in those first debates, you had four of the top five candidates on one stage, and you had Elizabeth Warren alone as a top five candidate on the other stage. So she had a night to herself in terms of top tier on the stage. That's not going to happen this time around because of the way that we were doing the three separate draws to try and ensure that as equally as possible in terms of where they stand with Democratic voters right now across the country, they are evenly divided across these two nights.
And it's not just who's on stage together that's going to be completely random. It's also what night they happen to be on.
Exactly. Yeah.
David, the stakes obviously for a lot of these candidates are critical. For some, this could be their last debate.
It could be because the qualifications get much more stringent in September. And we know from the first debate, as David mentioned, that candidate positions did move as a result because the audiences were very, very large. There was a new Pew poll out that said half of Democratic voters are saying that they're paying a lot of attention, which is higher than 2008, higher than 2016. So you've got to believe that there are going to be a lot of people watching this. And by the way, on this issue of nights, I spoke to a number of campaigns today who said their preference would be to go the second night because they want to see exactly what CNN has up its sleeve for them in terms of questions and approach.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
A lot of people are saying that. No, and that this whole debate thing is just a glorified photo op. And I will tell you, while Kamala Harris caused some, ripples, if you will, through the water relative to the Democrat field. The fact is, she still trails Joe Biden by a rather substantial margin. In most of the polls that you see, there are people that still don't take her seriously. And by the way, I'm one of those people that doesn't take her seriously yet. No, Wyatt, that's the wrong one. That's the bump music for Kamala, the Ugandan giant, the old wrestler back in the 80s. Yeah.
Who do you think you are? A little pipsqueak like you fighting us? Just who do you think you are?
Drop dead, that's who.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, stick around. More to do as we continue. As you notice, on Friday, we have a little more fun. We try and not to take ourselves or what we're talking about too terribly seriously. So stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is Get the Weekend Started Day, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Claver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Claver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Claver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Here we go. We have a leader, his name is Bill Clinton. We have another leader, his name's Newt Gingrich. If you had to pick between the two, what would you do? Who would you choose? Neuter Bill. It's not just a question, it's not a bad suggestion. Neuter Bill.
I love that. But again, we got to be careful what we say. You know, things like send her back becomes a racist chant. Yeah. These people are idiots. They really honestly are. They are idiots.
But
more than that, though, they're happy to send Antifa out to attack innocent people that are just expressing their First Amendment rights.
Pow, pow, pow.
But for some reason, something as simple as a chant, send her back, all of a sudden it sends people into a tailspin.
Everything is racist. Everything is racist according to me. Everything is racist in 2017.
Oh, love it. Okay, I want to go to the audio sound bites real quick. We got a lot of stuff to get in. Oh, by the way, don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Dan Schwartz former Nevada state treasurer. And apparently, I am hearing this for the first time just in the last day or so. He has announced for CD3. Congressional District 3. Yeah. Yeah. He'll join us. Also, we'll talk healthcare with Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. And, Rico Aller will join us from Northern Nevada, our eyes and ears in the Northern Nevada area. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation from Mount House, he will join us, and we'll talk about, whatever's on his mind. First of all, Rand Paul has gotten into a snit with no less than comedian Jon Stewart. And it all involves Rand Paul refusing to go along to get along relative to the, to essentially blocking 9/11 compensation because it is a budget buster. And I understand where Rand Paul is coming from. You can't just keep spending money and printing more money. You just can't do it. This was Rand Paul yesterday.
No matter how good the cause is, I say, if you want to spend new money, find waste elsewhere in a $4.2 trillion spending budget. It's everywhere. How about the $300,000 we spent on Japanese quail to see if they're more sexually promiscuous on cocaine? How about the $2 million we spent studying whether or not if someone sneezes on the food in front of you at the cafeteria, whether you're more or less likely to get the food? That runs throughout the budget, and until you're willing to cut that kind of stuff out to pay for something more important like the 9/11 victim, you're not doing your job. Just to add it on and borrow it is inexcusable. It's wrong, and it really is what's wrong with Washington, is that everybody fears people like Jon Stewart will say, you lack humanity. People fear that, and they fear that celebrity, so they're unwilling to stay up and speak truth to lies, and that's what
Even leaving Jon Stewart out of it, I mean, a lot of these, those who acquired these illnesses and other the sicknesses that come with this, they're going to have a hard time understanding your attention to the budget and deficits that they see running out of control, and they're going to go back to you and Senator Mike Lee and say, you stop this for me, something that could help
me. Actually, even that's a lie, Neil. The bill's going forward. Because Mike Lee and I stood up on principle, guess what? They're going to give us our amendments. I've just come from the floor. Our amendments are going to be voted on next week, and we'll have a vote. But the American people will get to see who
and
doesn't
so this
care
will pass.
About the debt.
This will pass, in other words.
No, we will vote and we will lose. There's only about 10 to 15 people in the Senate who care about the deficit. So my first
thing what I mean is this will, what Jon Stewart and John Field and others are arguing for, it's ultimately going to happen.
It's going to pass, yes, okay. And it's going to get a vote on. So when they argue and they bellyache and say, oh, he's blocking the bill. No, I'm trying to have a debate in our country about whether or not deficits matter and whether or not we should offset new spending. And I think I should be commended and loudly cheered for being one of the few fiscally responsible people up here. And I think we ought to set the record straight, because Jon Stewart can't just have a free pass to lie to people, think he's a celebrity, and think facts don't matter. Look, the left wing every day is accusing Donald Trump of not adhering to the facts. Here's Jon Stewart making up his own set of facts so he can feel good about himself, and we shouldn't let it stand.
That was totally wicked!
I agree. There are days when I look at Rand Paul, and this goes back to his presidential aspirations. And you'd go to a rally, and I've been to a couple of Rand Paul rallies. And you'd listen to the first 15 minutes of a speech, and you'd be on your feet cheering like crazy. Then you'd listen to the second 15 minutes, and you'd scratch your head. He'd say something, wanting to do this or that, or bring all the troops home from around the world. Reduce our military footprint to that of Guatemala. And you scratch your head and you say, well, maybe we could do that. Maybe I could look the other way. And then you get to the last 15 minutes of a Rand Paul speech and you say, there's no way I can support this guy. This guy is just too friggin' radical for my personal taste. Now, everybody's been talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. what the president said about her and other members of the squad. I want you to hear AOC yesterday. This was a congressional
hearing. Oh, God!
Oh, no, no.
No, God, please, no! No!
No, we're going to do it. No, 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 we're going to do it. This is Kevin McLennan. He is the acting director of the Department of Homeland Security. And he was grilled by AOC yesterday during, and this is cut seven, during a House committee hearing. Here it is.
Did you see any of the posts in the report?
I did.
Did you see the posts mocking migrant children's deaths?
I did.
Did you see the posts planning physical harm to myself and Congresswoman Escobar?
Yes, and I directed an investigation within minutes of reading the article.
Did you see the images of officers circulating photoshopped images of my violent rape?
Yes, I did.
Are those officers on the job today and responsible for the safety of migrant women and children?
So there's an aggressive investigation on this issue mm-hmm. proceeding. You've heard the chief of the Border Patrol, the most senior female official in law enforcement across the entire country, say that these posts do not meet our standards of conduct mm-hmm. and they will be followed up aggressively.
But we've officers...
We've already put individuals on administrative duties. I don't know which ones correspond okay. with which posts, and we've issued cease and desist orders to dozens more.
Okay. Do you think that the policy of child separation could have contributed to a dehumanizing culture within CBP that contributes and kind of spills over into other areas of conduct?
We do not have a dehumanizing culture at CBP.
Okay.
This is an agency that rescues 4,000 people a year, that's mm-hmm. absolutely committed to the well-being of everyone that they interact with.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't believe there's a dehumanizing culture.
And Mr. Secretary, so you don't think that having 10,000 officers in a violent, racist group sharing rape memes of members of Congress points to any concern of a dehumanized culture?
Congresswoman, those posts are unacceptable. They're being investigated, but I don't think it's fair to apply them to the entire organization or that even the members of that group believed or supported those posts.
Everything is racist.
There you go. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two-thirds of America's lower 48 facing dangerously high temperatures and oppressive humidity today and especially tomorrow and Sunday. The wrong time for an explosion and fire to happen at a utility substation. But that's what's happened in Madison, Wisconsin, where tens of thousands of people are without power and as a result without AC. Fire Department spokeswoman Cynthia Schuster says those firefighters were up against even worse heat.
We are in the midst of quite a heat wave, so they are up against some high heat and humidity. And that's on top of the heat that they always endure during a fire.
Luckily, there's been no report of injuries. Orlando, Florida's police have announced that they'll stop using Amazon's facial recognition program after testing it for 15 months. It was designed to find suspects by scanning public spaces with facial recognition software. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but all of a sudden it kicked in. I don't know how long it took it to kick in, but it kicked in. I feel it. I have more spring in the old step than I did before. Somebody told me, they said, boy, what is with you? You're getting too lively. I said, I just feel great, and I do, and it just hit me all of a sudden. So I am so happy with the product. It's fabulous.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's be together, loving you well.
Oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Al Green, but not that Al Green. No, not the singer Al Green. We're talking about the politician Al Green. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. Here it is again, 855-58-LIBERTY. Liberty, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I want to get to the other Al Green, the congressman from Houston. He was the one that proposed the articles of impeachment that was voted down. Only 95 members of the House voted for the articles of impeachment. Everybody else, I mean, and remember, 218 is the majority. It's just weird. But Al Green was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday. Let's go to cut five first. In fact, Al Green is so radical, he thinks that the rhetoric used at that North Carolina rally a couple of nights ago, in and of itself, is grounds for impeachment. Listen to this.
Mr. Trump, he has said things that are insightful. But if you remember, when you and I have talked before, I've said that you have to cause harm to society. So he's causing harm to society pursuant to the Federalist Papers, Federalist 65. I see that you like to get into the weeds.
Bottom line, you're not giving up on this. You're going to try to regroup, get another vote going. You're quite right to say with every vote you've tried, it's gotten a little bit more and more and more. Where do you think it's going ultimately?
Well, it's going where Federalist 65 says it can go. Right. If the president continues to do harm to society with his insightful and hateful rhetoric, then he will be impeached. A president can be impeached for this. As a matter of fact, the president could have been impeached last night.
And by the way, when he uses the term insightful, it's not like he has insight. INSIGHT. He's talking about INCITEM. Insightful. Yeah, he's not talking about, letting, 8,000 or 10,000 people plus millions more at home gain insight into our country. He's talking about inciting a riot. That's what's so sad about it. And again, he was on with Neil Cavuto saying that even the rhetoric of a couple of nights ago were impeachable, were grounds for impeachment. And this is what I thought was probably most funny. When he tried to convince Neil Cavuto that the vote, and this is cut six, that the vote the other night in the House of Representatives, where only 95 members out of 435 members voted for impeachment. He says, that was not a failure. Here it is.
We had 58 votes the first time, 66 the second time, and nearly 100 the third time. And I have said consistently that this is a process, and the process continues. In the Negro National Anthem, we have the words, march on until victory is won. We will march on. The Edmund Pettus Bridge was crossed more than once before they got to Montgomery.
All right, so what is the next step you're going to take?
It's my belief that we will take a moment, and hopefully the president will decide that he will not be as insightful with his rhetoric. Unfortunately, we did see the event last night, and that caused me to have little hope, but I still think we'll take some time. And if appropriate, we will bring additional articles of impeachment. I believe that the Judiciary Committee at some point has to do something with the investigation. I don't believe in paralysis by analysis. So at some point, if the Judiciary Committee doesn't act, I will. I have no desire to do this myself, but I do believe that the Constitution ought to be honored.
What? What did he say?
We're all asking that burning question. He was talking about members of Congress. Elijah Cummings is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, and they too are investigating the Trump administration, and they too, in fact, they have already issued contempt citations. But I want you to hear Elijah Cummings grilling the acting Department of Homeland Security Director, Secretary Kevin McAleenan, on the performance in the border, the border detention centers, I guess is what they're called, with the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Here it is.
You feel like you're doing a great job, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're doing our level best in a very challenging.
What does that mean? What does that mean when a child is sitting in their own feces, can't take a shower? Come on, man. What's that about? None of us would have our children in that position. They are human beings. And I'm trying to figure out, and I get tired of folks saying, oh, they just beating up on the Border Patrol. Oh, they just beating up on Homeland Security. Now, what I'm saying is I want to concentrate on these children. And I want to make sure that they are okay. I will say it, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's not the deed that you do to a child. It's the memory. It's the memory. And so, I told the head of Border Patrol the other day, I said, I want to know what's happening in the meantime. We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world. We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people. Make sure that they have diapers. Make sure that they have toothbrushes. Make sure that they're not laying around defecating in some silver paper. Come on, we're better than that.
Actually, one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Was there a question somewhere in there? That's the problem with congressional hearings, that it's just a bunch of speeches, you know, as Bill O'Reilly would say, bloviating. And that's what you heard there with Elijah Cummings, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee. By the way, this hour of Live and Local now brought to you by my friend Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, retirement, you name it, they got it. Call Sam right now. In fact, he is waiting by his phone even as we speak. If you'd like a free review of your insurance, home, life, retirement, you name it, they got it. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. I'm going to give you that number again slowly, 702-870-4000. Sam Peters waiting for your phone call. Give him a call right now. Tell him Kevin sent you. Anyway, coming up on the show, The View had to weigh in on the Greenville, North Carolina speech by the president.
Where, no, yes, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
No, we are going to do that. We're gonna find out what The View thought of all of that rhetoric from the president a couple of nights ago in
this
Greenville,
used to be
North
a
Carolina.
Nice neighborhood,
and now it's become North Carolina. Go figure. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning.
You gotta love it. It's the weekend. I get so excited. I want you to know what is going on. Now, we assume, sometimes rightfully so, that our college campuses are a cesspool of nasty, liberal, socialist thought. But there is hope. There's a group called Campus Reform, which goes around the country speaking with college students. This is through the Leadership Institute. Listen to this.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're going to be asking students for their opinion on the policy of deporting people that are illegally here and have broken the law. We're going to be reading them a quote in support of that policy, but what they don't know is the quote is actually President Obama's from 2014. Will that change their opinion? Let's find out. Donald Trump announced this past week that he would be urging ICE and other administration authorities to seek out people living here illegally that have broken the law to deport them. So I have a quote for you here that's been making the rounds on social media about the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. "We are a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our laws, and I believe they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. That's why over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%, and we're going to keep focusing on threats to our security." What's your thought on that quote and that policy in general?
I think that policy comes from a place of like white American nationalism.
Donald Trump has kind of like embraced this rhetoric of like racism and xenophobia that is not beneficial to our country at all.
I don't think that
that quote really stands true.
This administration has totally not done anything moral.
This is really awful.
Amnesty does not necessarily mean that we're losing border security. I think that Trump feels that way.
I think that's a bad decision because, like, the United States should be open to, like, immigrants. Like, it's, like, they call it land of the free for a reason.
We just have to advocate for those kind of people. And people, like, in Congress, like Ocasio-Cortez, who is helping people overcome these kinds of things.
Crimes do not nullify your humanity, and people are coming here in search of opportunity.
I'm going to show you the person that said that quote. Is that surprising?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that surprising?
Because I thought it was the Trump administration that said something like that.
Yeah, it's quite surprising. I thought it was from Trump.
I didn't expect it to be Obama either.
Why did you not expect it to be Obama?
Because I guess, I don't know. Like, it never occurred to me that it could be Obama.
Is that surprising that it's a quote from President Obama?
Yeah, that was surprising for sure. Yeah.
Do you think it's still a practice of white nationalism, though, to deport criminal legal aliens?
I think the way Trump's doing it is.
But President Obama, to this point in Trump's presidency, Obama actually deported more people, though. So it's, in practice, it was more from Obama, though.
What's your question?
I'd say my understanding of Obama versus Trump is that just that Obama was more liberal as far as amnesty and border security. I expected that quote to come from Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy in politics. So one person.
I love that. That is campus reform, courtesy of the Leadership Institute. I love that stuff. We need more of that kind of thing. We do. We need more of that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. No matter where you are in the state of Nevada, You and your family may be looking for an extended outdoor experience. You got a couple of 3 weeks before school starts and you're looking for something that's outdoors and fun. Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. No, I'm telling you, people, I love journalism like that. You lead people down the path, you lead them, and then you just cut the branch off. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that was President Obama.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just telling you.
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.
Is that that may well be what it is. Okay, I promise we'd let you hear Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and Sonny Hostin criticizing the president, I believe this was yesterday, for his Greenville, North Carolina rally speech, where the crowd chanted, send her back, send her back. This is Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sonny Hostin from The View.
These left-wing ideologues see our nation as a force of evil, the way they speak so badly of our country. They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country. Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
So, does that chant
remind you of anything?
Well, it takes this to a different level.
Yeah, it does.
This is a whole different thing that's happening here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a continuation of lock her up and
no, this
it's
is
an
this,
escalate,
this is
the
this is much. This is send her back. She's an American citizen.
Yeah. She also escaped violence in Somalia.
Yeah,
She is a self-made woman. What the hell did he do except get money from his father?
Yeah. Well, but you know, there's a lot of, I mean, should we be worried about this? I mean, there were children in that.
Yes.
In there yelling, send her back. What is the message? Who will we send it back? What is the message here is the question, really. And I pose that to our table, but also to us as Americans. What is this message? What are we saying?
Well, it terrified me. I never thought that I would hear those words from the President of the United States of America, the same words that I heard my grandmother subjected to, the same words that I heard that I've been subjected to. And, you know, federal law says go back to where you came from. The use of those words is discriminatory when used by a supervisor or by a coworker, and you can sue that person. You can get fired for that. What does it say that the executive in chief of the United States of America is saying it about a congresswoman? And I just, when I think about that, I think he's supposed to be the moral leader of this country.
Wow, come on.
He's supposed to be. He's supposed to be someone that you look up to, that children look up to.
Yes,
and you have a child in that crowd being egged on to say, send her back. Everything is racist.
I absolutely love this. Democrats are digging the hole even deeper. This is so bizarre. Want to give you a quick roadmap of what's ahead. Dan Schwartz has been teasing us. He is the former Nevada State Treasurer, and I want you to hear in his own words. We got word, I guess, yesterday that he may have already announced that he is running for Congress. Is he running? And if so, in what district is he running? We will get to Dan Schwartz coming up in just a little bit. Also, at the bottom of the next hour, at around 10:35, Bernie Sanders rolled out just the other day his Medicare for All bill. It is now not just a proposal, not just a healthcare manifesto. It is a bill that the United States Senate may or may not choose to take up. What is this all about? We'll find out from Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. Stick around. We got so much to do. Oh, and did I mention Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, will join us from Mount House or Dayton or wherever he is in northern Nevada. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live local now.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Nevada did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.